Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is Anna Wasesha. She's the president and CEO of the West Central Initiative in Fergus Falls. This is one of the McKnight Initiative Foundations, and welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So last week, we talked about the Live Wide Open campaign that you have going on there in West Central Minnesota, and really it's just to entice people to at least consider relocating to that area. You have a lot of benefits, a lot of amenities in that part of rural Minnesota, and you were kind of saying that the target audience is probably like late 20s to early 40s, but I have to say there are probably a number of folks who are of a riper age, such as my age, for instance, that might consider that region for a host of other reasons.
I think we're all probably of an age, because age is changing so much. Our sense of what we mean by older people or by retirement age is changing. So we have the experience of people who are retiring but then going back to work, or going back to work part-time at least, and have much more that they can contribute to their communities. And so we want to be sure that we get that message out as well, that there are lots of places for people to make contributions, you know, and to work and to be engaged with their communities. And it isn't driven by anybody's chronological age.
Right. Well, and I would think that some folks might have the time available then to do some of the work that's needed in the nonprofit sector, and even in serving in local government kinds of positions as well.
That's right. That's right. And yes, and I think it's important to think about volunteerism in a new way as well. And, you know, volunteers are unique to the kind of volunteer spirit is unique to American life. And we all have within us an understanding of how we ourselves have benefited from volunteers helping us out at some point in our lives. And we know that there are lots and lots of ways that volunteers can make meaningful contributions. So we definitely are focused on that as well. I mean, I think this is all about helping people have the best life possible. Mm-hmm. And service to community is certainly one element of that. Having a great job is another element, living in a safe community, feeling good about where your children go to school, having something in common with your neighbors, seeing your communities dig in and make a difference, you know, build a community pool, expand the library. All those things make one feel as though life is worth living. And I think all the initiative funds are focused on doing whatever we can to make sure that people can live to their fullest possible capacity.
Well, it sounds like you've got a plate full, but also really, really rewarding work that you're doing.
It is. It's the best possible work anyone can have.
Well, thank you so much, Anna. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Anna Wasesha is the president and CEO of the West Central Initiative in Fergus Falls, and this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.